Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses that GST reforms must directly benefit the common man. Election Commission to release the final voter list today after special intensive revision in Bihar. Moody's ratings affirm India's stable outlook, citing strong fiscal metrics and resilient growth prospects. Canada designates Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the criminal code. United States and Israel agree on a new peace plan to end Gaza conflict, warns Hamas to accept the proposal. And in cricket, ICC Women's ODI World Cup to begin today with India to take on Sri Lanka in Guwahati. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the NDA governments have provided a new model of good governance in the country and urged the BJP workers to ensure that the benefits of new GST reforms reach the common citizens, inaugurating the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital. The Prime Minister said that in those states where the BJP is in opposition, it must hold the government accountable to ensure that GST reductions are passed on to the public.
भाजपा सरकारों के हर नेक काम का लाभ हर लाभार्थी तक पहुंचना जरूरी है। इसके लिए भाजपा के हर कार्यकर्ता को हमेशा जागरूक रहना है, निरंतर काम करना है। मेरा आपसे कुछ आग्रह जो मैं दिल्ली और देश भर के अपने कार्यकर्ता परिवार से साझा करना चाहता हूं। हमें सुनिश्चित करना है कि नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स का फायदा सामान्य से सामान्य व्यक्ति तक पहुंचना चाहिए। हमें ग्राहकों को भी जानकारी देनी है और अपने दुकानदार भाइयों को भी जागरूक करना है।
Mr. Modi further added that NDA government has given the highest priority to the security of the country and instilled a sense of confidence in a decisive battle against corruption by freeing the country from major scams. He said the government is prioritizing both efficient service delivery and boosting the savings of ordinary citizens.
हम 2017 में जीएसटी लेकर आए तो सामान सस्ते हुए, टैक्स भी कम हुआ और अब नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म के बाद 1 लाख के खर्च पर उस परिवार को सिर्फ 5 या 6 हजार रुपए का ही टैक्स देना पड़ता था। यानी 11 साल पहले की तुलना में सीधे करीब 20 हजार रुपए की बचत उस परिवार को हर साल तय है। अगर इनकम टैक्स और जीएसटी इस बचत दोनों को मिला ले तो हर साल देशवासियों के करीब 2.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए की बचत होने वाली है।
The Election Commission of India, ECI, is scheduled to publish the final voter list of poll-bound Bihar today as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR. The final electoral roll of Bihar after the SIR will consist the names of all the electors who filled the enumeration forms to remain registered. Earlier, the ESI had released a draft roll on 1st of August. Starting with Bihar, the Election Commission has said the SIR would be held across the country in order to clean up the electoral rolls as the last intensive revision was held about 20 years ago. Union Minister for Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, has emphasized that the conservation of the Ganga is not just an environmental effort but is intrinsically linked to India's cultural heritage, faith and the lifeline of millions of people. Mr. Patil stated this while chairing the 16th meeting of the Empowered Task Force on Ganga Rejuvenation in New Delhi. Expressing satisfaction over the achievements, the Union Minister highlighted that nearly 80% of the issues taken up during the past year by the task force have been successfully resolved. The 8th day of Navratri, the Mahagauri form of Goddess Durga, is being worshipped in various parts of the country today. In Uttar Pradesh, devotees are flocking to all major temples and Shakti Peeths to worship the goddess. A report from our Lucknow correspondent.
श्वेत वृषे समारूढ़ा श्वेतांबर धरा शुचि महागौरी शुभम दन्यान महादेव प्रमोददा. ऑन द ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ महाअष्टमी ऑफ शारदीय नवरात्र थाउजेंड्स ऑफ डिवोटीज हैव रीच्ड टू द मेजर शक्तिपीठ्स इन द स्टेट इंक्लूडिंग माँ विंध्यवासिनी देवी ऑफ मिर्जापुर एंड देवी पाटन टेम्पल ऑफ बलरामपुर टू हैव दर्शन ऑफ द महागौरी फॉर्म ऑफ द मदर दुर्गा. गोरक्ष पीठाधीश्वर एंड चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ स्टेट योगी आदित्यनाथ यस्टरडे वर्शिप्ड एट द फेमस बुढ़िया माता टेम्पल इन गोरखपुर. ही देन पार्टिसिपेटेड इन द महानिशा पूजन एट गोरक्षनाथ पीठ यस्टरडे इवनिंग. योगी आदित्यनाथ विल ऑल्सो परफॉर्म द कन्या पूजन एट हिज ओन गोरक्ष पीठ इन गोरखपुर टूडे. मीन वाइल डिवोटीज विजिटेड एंड वर्शिप्ड एट डेकोरेटेड दुर्गा पांडाल्स अक्रॉस द स्टेट लास्ट नाइट. सुशील चंद्र तिवारी, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, लखनऊ.
In Kerala, books were worshipped yesterday evening as part of the Navratri celebrations. Today, Ayudha Puja will be observed, marking the ritual worship of tools and equipment. Vidya Arambham, the ceremony of beginning of formal education, will be held on Thursday morning. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Moody's Ratings has affirmed India's long-term local and foreign currency issuer ratings at BAA3 with a stable outlook, citing improving fiscal metrics and resilient growth prospects. The move reflects confidence in India's strong economic growth. Moody noted that India remains the safe investment destination. While fiscal weaknesses and high debt remain concerns, the agency expects limited near-term impact from US tariffs and policy shifts on India's economy. However, tariffs could hinder India's long-term export manufacturing ambitions. GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced GST rate on toys and sports goods from 12% to 5%. This move will provide relief to the consumers and manufacturers that will boost the domestic toy industry. Reduced GST rate will encourage healthy recreational activities among children, which will nurture talent in sports from the grassroots level. Apart from this, lower GST will help indigenous manufacturers of toys and sports equipment, especially in small and medium enterprises, to gain competitiveness in domestic and international markets. Talking to media, Tarun Diwan, Executive Director of Sports Goods and Toys Export Promotion Council, has hailed the government's decision and said that this step will benefit people at large.
The sports goods and toys both have been brought to the category of 5%, which will benefit the public at large because both the items are played, used by the children, and the rate of 5% will definitely help the Indian families to spend more on these items, thus pushing up the demand for sports goods as well as toys.
Meanwhile, the GST Council has slashed down the GST rate on bicycles to 5%, which previously fell under 12% tax slab. The step will not only make bicycles more affordable for daily commuters, rural households and students, but will also encourage eco-friendly mobility across the country. The tax cut will also provide much-needed boost to the cycle manufacturing sector. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is building a modern, inclusive and future-ready education system for India through the National Education Policy 2020.
Education is the foundation upon which a nation builds its future, shaping minds that shape the destiny of generations. In June 2020, Narendra Modi government came out with a National Education Policy, the first such policy in 34 years to overhaul India's education system and align it with the needs of the 21st century. Prime Minister Modi has stated that its objective is to provide equal opportunities for education.
Saman shiksha ka matlab hai thaan, varg, क्षेत्र के कारण बच्चे शिक्षा से वंचित न रहे, इसलिए नेशनल एजुकेशन पॉलिसी का विजन ये है, देश का प्रयास ये है कि गांव शहर अमीर गरीब हर वर्ग में युवाओं को एक जैसा अवसर मिले.
The National Education Policy 2020, NEP, lays emphasis on integrating skill development with mainstream education by embedding vocational and practical skills across school and higher education. It also calls for exposure to vocational education at early stages in middle and secondary schools. The policy stresses on promotion of multilingualism and encourages efforts to keep Indian languages vibrant. There is an emphasis on foundational literacy and numeracy and no rigid separation between academic streams, extracurricular, vocational streams in schools. Over the past 5 years, the National Education Policy 2020 has laid the foundation for a more inclusive, learner-focused and future-ready education system in India. With continued commitment and collaboration, NEP 2020 holds the promise of an education system that not only delivers knowledge but nurtures confidence, curiosity and capability in every child.
Canada has listed the Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Court. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi Gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. In a statement, the Government of Canada has said the Bishnoi Gang have a presence in Canada and are active in areas with significant diaspora communities. The White House has released a peace plan to end the two-year-old Gaza conflict following a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The peace plan included that Gaza will be a de-radicalized terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors and will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza. Speaking at a press conference following talks at the White House, Netanyahu warned that if Hamas rejects the plan or fails to comply, Israel will finish the job. On to sports. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Baraspara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. We have a report.
The women in blue, led by Harmanpreet Kaur, will look to end a 47-year wait of Indian women's cricket team for their maiden ICC title.
I think the Indian culture, they're very welcoming. Special for me is that it's my first World Cup. And to be able to play in my home country in front of my home crowd, that makes it a cherry on top.
1, 2, 3, India!
The 2025 Women's World Cup is the 13th edition of the 50-over cricket tournament featuring 8 teams, hosts India, Sri Lanka, Australia, England, New Zealand, South Africa, Bangladesh and Pakistan. The much-anticipated match between arch-rivals India and Pakistan will take place on 5th of October in Colombo. Reigning champions Australia is the most successful team in the history of the Women's World Cup with 7 titles. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. Urging workers to celebrate regional festivals to strengthen the feeling of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, PM Modi opens BJP's new office, writes the Times of India. The Economic Times cites RBI makes regulatory changes aimed at faster transmission of policy rates to take effect from 1st of October. Financial Express says sound alert system mandatory for electric vehicles from October 2027, keeping road safety in mind. And finally, the dailies have carried a picture of a jubilant Indian cricket team after winning the Asia Cup. Hailing the Prime Minister's congratulatory note, the Indian skipper donates the total match fees to armed forces, cites the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses that GST reforms must directly benefit the common man. Election Commission to release the final voter list today after special intensive revision in Bihar. Canada designates Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Court. United States and Israel agree on a new peace plan to end Gaza conflict, warns Hamas to accept the proposal. And in cricket, ICC Women's ODI World Cup to begin today with India to take on Sri Lanka in Guwahati. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.